Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, I'm certainly not going to say that baseball is boring, but I do have bad news about the Red Sox.
Oh, baseball is boring. God. Like paint dry. Go ahead. What do you got on the Red Sox?
I don't want to disparage any of the excitement around the start of the season, but...
Well, you can feel it permeating.
But I have something that's a little bit negative for the Red Sox. And as a Red Sox fan, as someone who actually likes the Red Sox, this is a downer. Alex Speer, with a tweet a short time ago about some of the details and nitty-gritty details about starting back up. 7 minutes ago, he wrote, for what it's worth, and let me tell you, this is worth something, teams can reset their luxury tax penalties and rates if the season is played to its conclusion. If there's a shutdown and the season cannot be finished, luxury tax penalties and rates will revert to 2019 status. We all thought, hey, if they start the year, that's it. It counts. And the luxury tax resets? Not so fast. They have to finish the season for it to reset for the Red Sox. And if it doesn't play to its conclusion, the Red Sox are still hosed on the luxury tax and will have another year of suck in 2021. And another crappy, non-existent offseason. That really stinks. Because I think there is a chance, and probably a decent chance, of baseball not being able to finish. I think that that exists for all sports. They're all sort of up against this thing. But that one is going to hurt if that happens. So we should all be rooting for the conclusion of the 2020 baseball season, I should say.
Yeah.
That's a blow. That hurts.
Yeah, it would for every team that has, you know, made their moves with regard to that luxury tax threshold, or in there in the middle of their, you know, one or two
reset.
Years, their reset, yeah. Whatever, to have to go back. I mean, if they're not playing a season, I guess it shouldn't impact you that much, but every player is going to be a year older, and it's just it throws a wrench into the works for what you hope to accomplish by a certain date.
Let's hope for this, and this detail is not in here by Alex Speer. Let's hope that it's the regular season that needs to come to a conclusion, not the entire season. Because if you're not a playoff team and you've already played your entire year, you know, can that count?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Speer writes that, if it's not for the entirety, you know what I mean?
I would agree. Generally speaking, I would agree.
He's pretty nails on what he writes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm grasping, but I'm hoping, because if it's just regular season, that's better than also including the conclusion of the World Series. My guess is what you just said, Zoe, that it's probably the World Series.
Yeah.
Oh, it sucks. That totally sucks. So let's root for baseball. Let's keep baseball alive. Let's have it be played all the way through for the sake of the Red Sox resetting their payroll and being able to I don't know, do something more than what they did this season. Did you take a good look at the roster in our notes today, Zoe?
It's not too exciting because, you know, Chrisell obviously is not there.
Okay, listen.
Mookie Betts is gone. David Price is gone. All the popular people are gone.
Okay,
I know you're at Bogarts. Go ahead.
Beetle is, I would say, far and away the biggest baseball fan on the show. Is that fair?
Yes.
Well, okay. It's not Zoe.
It's not Zoe.
Not me. Boring, slow, awful. No.
I try and keep myself, you know, informed as much as I can. And I know they didn't start the season, and I know preseason was interrupted, but that pitching staff.
They'll bring you to the ballpark, huh?
It's Rodriguez and Eovaldi. And then who the hell knows is what it is.
I mean, like you said, looking at on the 40-man, the pitchers listed there, I'm like, who?
The names in which you get in return is not indicative of the type of high payroll that you have.
There were at least three or four guys on there. I said, who?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who is that? At least Perez is a guy who started. I don't know how good he'll be, but right, at least he's a starter.
Right. Brewer, sure. Okay. Jeffrey Springs? What can you tell me about Jeffrey Springs?
Not a lot. You know what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to win games like 10-8, 12-10. They're going to have to just hit the ball and hit a lot. They're going to have to score a lot of runs.
But your locks for your starting pitchers are Rodriguez, Eovaldi, Perez, and Ryan Weber. That's it. Wow. I really wasn't paying attention like in the limited spring training that we had.
Yeah, they don't have arms. They're going to need an opener. That's what they're going to need. They're going to need openers. And your hope is,
yikes,
your hope is that they hit well and they score a ton of runs. And you hope that Michael Chavis is, you know, continues to be a hitter and has a good year and grows as a player. And you hope that Benintendi has a great year. And you hope that Jackie Bradley Jr. finds his way to the bench in favor of, like, Kevin Pillar. That's what you're hoping for.
Oh, man. Man, oh, man.
And that Bogarts is great as always, and Devers, you know, continues to be really good. And you're banking on the lineup, man. You're banking on Mitch Moreland being healthy and staying in the lineup, things like that. And Verdugo being good. These are all things we're worried about now.
Yeah, Verdugo.
Yeah. He's had time to get healthy, Verdugo.
Yeah,
certainly
right.
Has. He's had plenty of rest. That's what we're looking for. They're all going to be at Fenway Park in a week.
What's the mindset of these guys, too? You got a question out when they show up. You've been off for so long.
Mindset is to win, so.
Yeah, I guess. But, like, normally condition, have a couple months off, you get in, you get your spring training, go through 6 weeks, and you get into the flow of your season. Now you're back at it. Now you're like, you know what? I got a bank statement. I got a lot of money saved. It's been a nice break. It's been a really nice break. I don't know if I'm going to go back.
You know you're going to be wowed by one or two guys and say, whoa, that guy didn't keep in shape during this pandemic. That's going to happen with every team.
Wouldn't it be great if this is the year
you
signed
Sandoval?
But the
good news is it's baseball. It's baseball and you can get by.
Yeah, Pablo Sandoval didn't get by.
Yeah, but
he could get by a belt.
Some guys can. Some guys totally can. All right. Well, yeah. We'll see. By the way, so they're going to probably need more than just Fenway, right?
Yes.
Where are they going to go?
BC? I don't know.
Where are they going to go outside of Fenway Park?
They're not doing anything with the McCoy. They can go to Pawtucket all they want.
They could.
Yeah. No, they got those dinners there now, I think, right?
They're doing ballpark dining,
outdoor dining. I saw Steinberg's face on TV the other day. He was enjoying it. It's a lovely night for the ballpark. Come down.
They're probably going to need a second field somewhere.
86 degrees. Why don't you and Hardy take the wives down to down to McCoy? Sit there on a diamond and eat. Guess you two couples could catch up, do all that stuff.
See. It wasn't,
won't be sweaty and hot.
It wasn't okay. That was 15 minutes ago. We played a little snippet of a podcast, and he's not going to be okay.
I'm okay.
No, you acted like it was water off a duck's back, and it is
not. Right off the back. I got little feet are paddling underneath. Don't worry. It's calm. That water's calm, but them feet are paddling. Paddle, paddle, paddle.
Okay.
Reading from a story on Mass Live about Fenway. It says temporary modifications could be made to, and this is Chris Cotillo who wrote this, temporary modifications could happen at Fenway. With limited space at Fenway, the Red Sox might have to make some temporary changes to accommodate camp. The visitors' clubhouse and cages will obviously be utilized, and the lack of foul ground on the playing field will cause the Red Sox to get creative in their search for space. As the Globe reported on Saturday, the team is considering putting up temporary batting cages in the concourse. Theoretically, the same could be done with temporary mounds. If there is open space, the team is going to find a way to use it. So they could just build mounds like inside the ballpark on the concourse, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just elevate the mound, yeah. We have, hey, when you play a Little League, we have those temporary mounds. You pick them up and lift them. They're made of like fiberglass.
Like the wooden ones?
Yeah.
Like the boxes?
No, not wooden ones. No, the big fiberglass round ones. They're heavy. Jim knows what I'm talking about. You have those
down right?
Jim? It takes like five guys to lift them. Yeah, it elevates. It's a fully elevated mound with the slant going right towards home plate. It's got a rubber on it and everything. Excuse me.
All right, 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We get open phone lines. The Red Sox are going to be back in a week, and they're going to need to probably make some more space at Fenway Park to be able to get that going. And that's not great news on the luxury tax for them. And we'll get to more of your calls coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Your radio went out. Your communications.
That's always the case.
Here?
Yes.
Well, you're saying that every time you play here, you have radio.
I said what I said.
Mike, what exactly happened? You just didn't have any communication?
We were listening to the Patriots radio broadcast for the majority of the first half on our headsets.
It's Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, here in the Patriots radio broadcast in his headset. Why are we playing that today, years after it happened? Well, there's an idea in the NFL that everybody should get a speaker in their helmet. So how well do you think that would go if everyone got one in their helmet?
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Why?
Do you know the odds are of these things going down and the chaos it causes when just one blips out for a second? Do you think that some of the dumber offense? No, I didn't mean to take that. Some of the less quick mentally offensive lineman or receiver is going to study and be as studious as a quarterback was and knows what exactly everybody's supposed to do if everything goes down and know what the signals are going to be.
I mean, but this is assuming like if one person's helmet goes out, there's no way to relay it to that one guy. I mean,
yeah, signal it.
Is this I just want to know if every speaker. Here's what I would imagine would be great. Like, think of like fighter pilots, right, where they're all mic'd up and they can all talk to one another, right? Sort of like Goose and Maverick talking to one another here,
right?
You know, everyone can talk to each other on the field through their headsets.
Yeah,
and they get 11 people on them at the same time.
Well, no, they don't get to talk back. It's listen. It's listen only. It's one way radio.
And I get it. You could eliminate the huddle, and everyone would know the play call. But it's still funny to imagine that. Like, yeah, put a speaker in every helmet.
We think it's bad on our conference call each morning with five of us. What? Who's that? What? Who? What? Shut up. What? Oh man, I just think it's ridiculous that the idea behind this is so that you can avoid social distancing in the huddle. Like, I know, like, the biggest problem for football to come back with the coronavirus is the huddle. What about the line of scrimmage? Yeah, we'll jump off that bridge when we come to it.
What about every play? Yeah, what about every single play when a guy is tackled?
See, we can't do it all at once. You have to take these things one step at a time. What's the first thing that happens? You run out on the field, you huddle. That guy! Not so fast.
What about when Talib spits at Crabtree's face?
Not with our new 22 players, 22 headsets, 22 radio idea. No more huddles.
Yeah. You don't this ain't baseball, folks. This is high-speed action. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's no more huddle. Social distancing problem number one, the huddle, solved. But what about the line of scrimmage? We'll get to that. That's tomorrow. We solved problem number one today. That's a good day's work. You brush off the hands, you have a nice meal of food, and you go to bed.
Hardy, you know what a split is? You know what a split is? It's like where the guard stands next to the center, and the center or the guard stands next to the tackle.
Yeah, I watch the Bellustrator. I know.
Do you know what a normal split is foot-wise? 1 foot and a half, 1.5 feet.
Yeah.
That is a normal split. You get down in your squatted position. Okay, I'm not close to him. All right, I'm a foot away. Good. Good split. What do you make them 6 feet? We can run off tackle all day. There's a hole big enough you can drive a truck through.
We'll get to that. The huddle, though, everybody leaning in and sticking their snouts in each other's business, that's a real problem with this virus. So we give everybody a radio in their helmet, and that problem is solved. We'll get your precious splits tomorrow, Zoe, okay? We can only solve so many problems in a day.
I think it works. I think it's great. Let's put them in. Let's put that. Let's see it. Let's put those into the helmets and have some fun here.
Yeah.
Sounds and see how much of a disaster it could be. What do you say, Joe?
Sure. Why not?
Why not?
Why not? Let's cause some chaos.
I think those helmets are sort of expensive, aren't they?
Oh yeah.
It seems like a very simple technology. But
I think it's $3,500 a helmet.
Oh dear God.
Because they have to carve out space to put the battery, then they have to wire it, then they have to put the speaker at a location close to the ear, so they have to carve out that part of the pad. There's a lot of sculpting that has to go on with the interior of the helmet, and they have to make sure it's not on a pressure point, so that when you do get hit head to head, you're not having your head push up against the battery.
Right. So I've seen the spare ones on the sideline, and they keep them in their own individual carrying cases, because it's. Let's say Kyle Van Noy's backup helmet last year because Hightower had the dot on defense and something happened to him, injury, you've got a backup helmet for another player to go get his backup radio helmet to wear it. And it's in a case. And it's
correcto.
In the type of case that expensive equipment goes in. So I look at that and go, oh, that must be pricey. It must not be cheap to put those into the helmets.
Oh, no.
Specially designed. Put the radios in everybody's helmet.
So how much does it affect the integrity and the safety of the helmet with the radios in there? I mean, all the padding, everything in those helmets, they're designed with every millimeter has a purpose. It has to affect it somehow, but how much?
So it's a round disc speaker about as big as a quarter, a plastic speaker with a ton of holes in it. They put it right at the top of your ear. I actually had my ear irritated by that speaker to the point where it chafed so much and started to crack and bleed that I had to put salve and a bandage on it. That's the only time you could tell that it was there. So I wasn't really getting hit in the head where that one hurt.
And where's the battery for it?
The battery is inside it.
Inside that little speaker.
It's a long, it's a long flat battery pretty much on the top back part of your head.
All right. So maybe
they cover it with a small pad. I mean, it's probably changed over the years since I played, obviously, with technology. And to what Beatles talking about, these guys keep them in separate containers. It's got to be like a remote control car. You take it, you charge it when you're done with it. So these things must stay plugged in to where it could hold a charge longer. But I would think they had to advance the technology on it. I mean, they have the mic'd up guys where you have the really, really small mic. They hide them, and it doesn't bug those guys when they're playing. So, I mean, it just seemed to be a massive, massive undertaking to attempt to do this.
It feels like it's a lot of work. And by the way, in the story on Pro Football Talk about it, it says it's not even known if the league is considering it.
Yeah. They won't even put cameras in the freaking pylons, okay? Now they're going to put a communicative device in every single person's helmet. It's too expensive. Remember Belichick, you can't even put a freaking GoPro in, we can't do that. We're the National Football. Are we going to have a bake sale? First comment, what do we want to get? Do a bake sale?
So
bake sales for you.
He wanted two, possibly as many as four cameras. Everybody did. And they said, no, too expensive. What about 20 extra speakers in the helmets? What do you think? What do you think is would be more expensive, the four cameras or the 20 extra? I think the helmets might cost more. So we may not have to worry about this. The NFL is liable to put the kibosh on this for cost purposes alone.
Yes, it's too much money. this costs money. Nope, bad year for that. If it costs money, we'll consider it another time. Not now. It would be chaotic, though. I think it could create some fun if all of a sudden one of the 11 helmets goes down and a player has no idea what the play
is. Great, especially if you get control of it and it's on some different frequency. You know how selective they are with the frequencies in the stadium. They have a guy who walks around with a book and he goes down the sideline. You're on this frequency, that one. He comes up to our booth. We do pregame checks. And if somebody could hack in and just give the wrong plays to Mike Tomlin's team, it'd be great. What are we running the double X reverse here for? No way. Coach wouldn't call it, did he? All right, let's go.
Yeah. All right, so that's one idea in the NFL that is not even in the league at the moment. It's just someone sort of kicking that idea around. But I'm sure you're going to hear more ridiculous ideas between now and the time that they restart playing. If we could change gears for a minute here.
Sure.
Is this something worth a mention today? It's not NFL related. It's actually NBA related. Did you see the story about Avery Bradley opting out of the NBA return?
Yes.
He's not on a bad team. He's on a good team.
Really good team.
Avery Bradley of the Lakers, formerly of the Celtics, has decided he will not come back and play for the Lakers in their playoff run. He's a starter for the Lakers. At the forefront of his decision,
LeBron off.
He is choosing to remain with his family because of the well-being of the oldest son of his 6-year-old son, Liam. He has a history of respiratory illnesses, and it's unlikely that he would have been able to be medically cleared to go into the bubble with his family in Orlando.
Wow.
And so Avery Bradley is saying, thanks, but no thanks, I'm staying home. I'm not leaving.
I understand that.
It's different in that it's not on some bad team that has a bad shot. This is one of the best teams, if not the best team.
Until it hits home, right? Just sit there and look, oh, what do you want to play? You're going to piss off LeBron. He's got a short window here. Like, that's the thing. LeBron, what's LeBron's window here? He's getting old. He got two more years shot at this thing. So, but you hear that, and it's no-brainer. You have a person in your family that has that type of a serious illness. And could be affected by this. That's first and foremost, family first. I won't blame him for that.
617-779-0985 is the phone number.
Go ahead. A couple of quick things. We were talking about the PGA Tour commissioner. I'm seeing multiple reports now that the season is not going to be paused or canceled based on what Jay Monahan is expected to say coming up here at 2 o'clock.
Good.
Bob Herrig, he's an ESPN golf writer, and couple other sources here are saying like they haven't heard anything like that. Could still happen, and this could be a complete reversal of what we thought was going to happen at 2 o'clock. But for now, it seems people are thinking that this is just going to be him addressing the positive test on the PGA Tour, which, whether you care about golf or not, yeah, we're looking at this as one of the indicators of how other sports are going to go. And with a couple of positive tests for caddies, they're going to cancel the whole thing. It doesn't seem like that's going to be the case. That's coming up in 30 minutes when he does his address to the media.
Did you see David Ortiz has a statement out that came out last night?
Ooh.
Well, does he? Counter statement? Yes.
You know who's got a story in the Globe today?
No.
The Bulldog, Bob Holler.
Oh, really?
Bulldog Bob has a story on Ortiz today.
I thought it would have been Abraham or somebody. Sweet Legs. Yeah, missing just, the Ortiz tournament and everything this year.
Yeah, just sort of getting to some of the into some of the details of that statement. Why don't we touch on that? We haven't done that today. We'll do it next.
Sounds good.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
David Ortiz issued a statement after being hit with a restraining order in the Dominican Republic, as it was reported over the last few days. In his statement yesterday, David Ortiz maintained that he has always supported his son and his mother, being the mother of the son. The child's name is also David, by the way, so this statement from Ortiz references David. That's obviously his son. He says, "I regret that David's mother has chosen to use the courts to assert a baseless claim against me in the form of a restraining order. I have not seen her in person for over a year, and since then, communication between us has overwhelmingly been limited to texts. I would ask for privacy going forward for my family as we work in good faith to come to a reasonable financial settlement." And I think that last part is him claiming that this is about money, and that's why this is happening. This goes along with a story written by Bob Holler in the Globe, putting their investigative guy. He writes that both Ortiz and Farah Almanzar Fernandez, who gave birth to their son, David Andres Ortiz, in 2008, it says, they've obtained restraining orders against each other in a conflict that has commanded headlines in recent days in Ortiz's native country. The disagreement comes a year after Ortiz nearly died from a close-range gunshot in a nightclub in Santo Domingo. References his statement. It says here that Ortiz's son posted a video on Instagram on Monday night alleging that Ortiz, accompanied earlier that day by his cousin and two armed police officers, struck an aggressive tone in asking the boy and his grandmother to leave the home within an hour. A video was also posted of the scene at the residence showing the boy's grandmother verbally lashing out at Ortiz while the retired Red Sox slugger waited calmly outside the home with a man he considers his brother and one security guard. Interesting. So that's what I guess was going on in the video. Ortiz is telling them to get out of the home. Holler says, Ortiz has purchased a home for his son and placed it in a trust for the boy to own when he becomes an adult. Ortiz has also given Fernandez a condominium for her and their son to live in at the upscale Naco Blue Tower in Santo Domingo.
Ooh, knock it to me.
Naco Blue. Fernandez has complained about the tower in part because it was also the home of alleged drug pin. Get ready for it.
Oh, no. Not the abusador.
Cesar, the abuser, El Abusador, Peralta.
This has been an interesting year and a half for Ortiz. This has been an interesting year and a half for Ortiz, hasn't it?
Peralta is currently in custody in Colombia, awaiting extradition to face federal drug trafficking charges in the United States. So Ortiz puts the mother of his son in the same condo complex with El Abusador. Oh, am I breaking up again? Damn it.
Cesar the Abuser. Cesar el Abusador.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just finish the show.
Yeah. He puts her in the same condo place as the Abusador. El Abusador. What the hell is going on down there with him and everything he's got going on?
I tell you what. I can tell you this much, that knockout tower, nice. I'm on indominicana.com, which is a real estate website for the Dominican. You can get yourself a condo there in that building, right?
They got a pool there? You got a pool?
They have an infinity pool right next to a bar. That's one of the photos they show, all right?
That's my two priorities right there, pool and a bar.
This is, and I'm the place for sale right now, it's two bedrooms. Two bathrooms, one visiting bath, not sure what that means, two parking spaces, 155 square meters, which we all know what that is in feet.
Here it is. A bit longer than
1,668 square feet. So, nice size condo.
It's a good size condo.
Yeah. What? I mean, beautiful. I mean, a lot of
kind of activities they have. They have any like polo or
shoosh? How about a
place to stretch?
Their pool, elevator, pool there?
Elevator, balcony,
yeah, infinity pool,
electricity, 24 hours.
Oh, some that's places, great. They don't turn it off for 12 hours. That's
some
great.
Some places only
that?
Give you the juice, you know, during certain hours. Yeah.
Some people have you on the prison plan. Lights out.
Yeah.
Gas, gym, yeah. Intercom, community swimming pool, electric power plant, electric gate, security, 24 hours, smart and stylish, open concept apartment, elegant and air-conditioned lobby, double-height luxury spaces for the reception of all guests, valet parking, laundry service, rooftop bar. How much do you think? US
I don't
dollars.
Know, but you know what got me? 24-hour electricity is great because you don't have to worry about a generator.
It's a big thing. It's a big selling
sure.
point. Sure. How much money? US dollars.
US dollars, $320,000.
This is always, you know, sneaky good at these things.
I watch a lot of that on Beachfront Bargains. On Home and Garden TV.
My
and
Island
you'll be
Getaway.
Surprised. Yep.
Yeah.
My Island Getaway, and it's cheaper than you think, pal.
$285,000 US.
Yeah. So, you know where you'd really find some of these gyms? Belize. Belize is like the hotbed of where a lot of people here are going now. Just loading up like brand new, you know, four-bedroom condos.
You know, after the Ortiz incident last year, a lot of people said maybe he should visit the DR less. Right? Isn't that sort of what was said at the time?
Yeah, not put his kid in the building the other ones with.
He's very much there. His son, D'Angelo, is playing baseball in the DR. And that's where Ortiz is because the Holler story says – earlier on Tuesday, Ortiz tearfully told the Dominican television news outlet that it, quote, breaks my soul to see my son become an enemy of mine amid the dispute. The interview came a day after Ortiz tried to visit a home he owns and that his son and the boy's mother use as a beach house in Samana, a coastal community about 110 miles northeast of Santo Domingo. So he's there.
Yeah.
Conducting his business. Doing whatever in the DR.
Obviously, he feels safe enough to be going back. And
his home, man. I mean, yeah.
Maybe he's satisfied with the answers that he got and whether they're the same answers we got in terms of, you know, what happened with his shooting and all that. To me, it always just seemed like there were a lot of questions that weren't completely answered, but he feels fine about it, and it's just, you know, trying to do his thing. I don't know, Beetle. I don't know. I know that the indominicana.com is my new favorite website, though. I'm going to bookmark this son of a gun right here.
Get that. Get that for sure.
What if you and two, you guys being such good friends and being such the same person, you guys could go halfies on one? You could even vacation together.
Friends don't go in on real estate deals with friends. That's something that he and I have discussed at length over one of our many dinners.
More to be on the book shortly, for sure.
Look at the arms crossed. What body language that? Oh, piss off.
Today's takeaways are next.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.com. DraftKings.com/basketballterms.
They give.
Give it to me! Give it to me now, damn it!
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day!
And they give.
I love breaking news!
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Waken. 180 weight loss. Had to get a deep breath there. Sorry, I had a little thing in my throat. Okay, it's fine now. Brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. 6 locations. Summer's here. Drop that weight up to 8 pounds the very first week. Starting to open up now at those locations. You can individually do it, or they'll be, if you feel safe at home, they'll virtually coach you up online through your computer. So check it out at Waken180weightloss.com.
It's been a day of self-loathing for Hardy. And part of that had to do with what happened over the last 24 hours with the Bubba Wallace story. We just figured we'd give you an update on that. Bubba Wallace has put out a statement within the last 20 minutes or so. He writes, "It has been an emotional few days. First off, I want to say how relieved I am that the investigation revealed that this wasn't what we feared it was. I want to thank my team, NASCAR, and the FBI for acting swiftly and treating this as a real threat. I think we'll gladly take a little embarrassment over what the alternatives could have been. Make no mistake, though, some will try. This should not detract from the show of unity we had on Monday and the progress we've made as a sport to be a more welcoming environment for all." That is from Bubba Wallace a short time ago. Does that make you feel any better, Hardy?
Sure. Yep. Everything's good,
boy.
I don't think so. I don't think that makes
you I got a lot of emails too from all the news experts out there too as to what that is. I'm looking at it here too, and it's,
I mean, you guys were both here yesterday, right? We all three did the show yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
We all three did the show today.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Did I say anything yesterday you think would warrant a lot of hate emails and messages from like the ultra conservative side?
No.
Okay. Did I say anything today that would warrant a lot of hate emails and messages from the ultra liberal side?
No.
Okay. Well, I got them both.
Well, there's no middle in any of this. Realize that, right?
Right.
You realize that.
Right.
Welcome to America
so,
here.
Whatever you said about Bubba Wallace. Yep. Good. Fine. I don't know. Okay. We talked about this for 45 minutes at the start of the show today.
I got a knot expert email me that that you can't move the knot. That knot is made like that to use it as something to put your hand in and pull. Really? It does look like a noose to me, but it's also on the side of the garage.
There's a lot of pictures.
I'm not a NASCAR guy. I don't know.
Of other garage doors, which I love too. Like, no,
right.
See,
it's not even a garage.
It's not the same door.
I know.
There's one where Bay 46 at Talladega. There's a picture of, like, that's garage 46, not four. Hey. You're only off by 42 places. Like, what are you doing?
Hey, bottom line.
Look at the picture.
Watson addressed it today.
At.
You know, I mean, they came together for him yesterday. An outstanding show of support by the rest of his field, his team, his peers, all that. And I know he was still doubling down last night, and then he came out with a statement today. So, I mean, I think
there's obviously a picture of this somewhere. NASCAR, just put it out. Put a statement in
the. Everybody's got
the
picture. They got the picture from 2018. I'm looking at it right here with the 21 car.
NASCAR stands by that it was a noose, and they're continuing their investigation because they just want to know how that happened. Bubba Wallace has said, it's a noose. I saw it. I've been around garages my whole life. I know what a regular knot would look like on a rope tied to a garage door. The FBI and the U.S. attorney says it is a noose, and it was a noose that they discovered.
Yep.
So they all claim still in their statements since yesterday that it was, in fact, a noose.
Yeah, Hardy.
But it was not done out of an act of, you know, targeting an African-American in Bubba Wallace. That's not what happened. That's good. That's good news that that's not what happened. But, you know. Whatever. Let's get to some of the other things we had today. We had an update from the Stidham family on their life and times. What do we got from Kennedy Stidham?
All right, I got one more thought on this, too. Go
sure.
ahead, play it.
All right.
A lot of questions about where we're going. We're going back to Texas just for a couple weeks. We're going to go see some family before season and kind of just, I'm in a wedding, too, so got to go back for that. But, yeah, no vacation, just going back to Texas.
What are they driving, by the way? What vehicle is that?
That's Texas, dude. Truck.
Quite the exhaust they've got on that thing.
Yeah, cut the exhaust pipe off. Just put a state Texas flag in the back. You know? Couple things here on Stidham. And
yeah.
I need to see more from Stidham before I can really tell you what I think of him and as the guy and all this. And that's why I'm reserved. I'm waiting to see. He's got to be careful here because now you're in public's eye. You're the guy. You're the next guy after you know who. So everybody is watching every move you make. It's not him posting. It's her posting, Kennedy, the wife.
Mm.
But people are going to go to her to see you, to find out things about you, to find out what kind of creams you like to use, to find out where you live. You live in Providence. We all know that now. Mm. Everybody's watching. Now, all of a sudden, everybody knows you're going to Texas for not a day, for a couple weeks. What does that mean when you come back? Do you have to quarantine now for 2 weeks when you come back? Does that run into camp? Does that... See, now yeah, everything's out there. So he needs to be aware of that. Be more careful.
And, how many people are going to be at the wedding, by the way?
Shut things down. Gee, what are they going to talk to him about when they see him? What do you think? I get talked about. Yeah, I go down the freaking Big Y.
Yeah.
Brady, Brady's gone, man. Gronk said, yeah, it's great. Yeah.
I'm sure people won't approach him when he's at the wedding. I'm sure he'll be left alone.
He's the quarterback. Everybody knows he's the quarterback. He's got to rein it in a little here and just get ready. He's letting it hang out there a little bit too much.
We got camp beginning in a month, and he's going to spend the next 2 weeks in a state with surging cases while attending gatherings like a wedding.
He's the story. We're going to watch you. We're going to dissect every throw. Jeff Howell and all those guys were already doing this back in March and April. They went back to preseason Stidham. Remember Beto, all the breakdowns, little play breakdowns? Watch how he throws this. Look how he hits pressure here. Yeah, 3 months later, still not to cover. Guess what? When you're back, you're going to be overcovered. Be careful. I like the kid. Be careful.
Hey, I'm looking forward to tonight's show. I guess not tonight's show, but whenever Jones and Arcand and they're all back together, so we can hear the conclusion of Paula Poundstone.
Second half of the Paula Poundstone cameo?
Yeah, here's a little bit of it from today.
First of all, I heard that you're a huge talent and you're not going to be with the Adam Jones show anymore. You're going someplace else? Got some other irons in the fire there, Christian, I guess? That's my cat. All right, so in honor of your leaving the sports hub, you know what, Christian? I hope you're out of sports entirely. I hope that you don't trouble yourself with this kind of stuff any longer. These people don't deserve you. Well, have a great career.
People, you can have me or her at the same price. No brainer, baby. No brainer. Thanks to those five that booked during the show. Hit me up on Cameo.
Five? You got
it.
Five already?
Five during the show.
Wow, good job, Zo. Yeah.
Maybe all we right. should invite him to the dinner and he can you know, pay.
That might be a good idea, Artie. Yeah. We'll have to
consider
that.
Sit there and watch you two eat off the same spoon. I'm out. See
like
you.
Lady and the Tramp with the pasta. So.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate it.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, hi everybody. Welcome to the program, Felger and Maserati. Wednesday, June 24th. Felger here in the A-hole chair from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. Big Jim Murray alongside.
Hello.
Anthony. Hi, Jim. How you doing, man?
Good.
Anthony Maserati on location. Hi, Tony.
Good, you?
Peachy, thank you so much. I want to start off today's program, if you all don't mind, unless you have something more pressing. Just to follow up on our Tom Brady conversation yesterday. We spent a lot of time on it, so I don't intend for it to dominate the day like it did yesterday.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms. We'll be right back.